Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. It is the wake-up call. Joining us this morning, Thomas Rhett. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to talk to you.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are y'all this morning?
We're hanging in there in this pandemic world that we're all living in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's. I'm glad Jenny mentioned that. How have you been with your family? How have you guys taken advantage of all the time together? It looks like you certainly have on social media.
Yeah, we definitely have. I mean, never in a million years do I think that I would have this much time with my family, but I'm getting to wake up with my kids, put them to sleep, take them to school. It's the most time I've spent at home, you know, in probably 10 years, and it's been really great to kind of settle into this new normal and get to watch my kids grow up.
Well, you had recently posted that you finally got to see your band, and it was the first time since October?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, like, maybe my drummer played on my record a little bit the last couple weeks, but it's the first time I've seen my band collectively since October. And gosh, it just felt so good to play music with them again.
We love Be a Light and all the amazing people that you got to jump aboard this. How did that come about? How did you get them all together?
I really wanted to do a song with Reba, and I felt like if I could reach out to Reba first, then maybe a lot of other people would want to be on the song due to Reba's credit.
Smart. So
Reba said yes, and then it was kind of a domino effect after that point. So, me and Reba, Keith, Chris, and Hillary all got on the song, and I just felt like having all these voices on there really started to unify the message we were trying to get across, and it's just been amazing to watch how this song has kind of played out.
And how difficult of a decision was, and I'm assuming it wasn't at all, for you to make the decision with all proceeds of that song going to the Recording Academy Music Cares Fund?
Man, there was no difficulty in that at all. I mean, these people that the money is going to are going directly to our bands and crews that help us put on the shows that y'all get to see. You know, without these people, there is no lights, there is no video, there is no entertainment factor. It's just a guy and a guitar, no guitar techs, no drummers, no nothing. And so, you know, with these people struggling the way that they are, I mean, they're struggling to pay their mortgages, their hospital bills, their groceries. And so every time you guys spin this song, it is making a world of difference. So I can't thank you guys enough for being on board with this and really trying to get this song to the top so we can make as much money as possible to help get money in the pockets of the people that are really making these shows happen in the first place.
Well, music is definitely helping us to get through everything that's going on with the pandemic. And we're going to get a little taste of a live show. You're going to be performing on the ACMs?
Yeah, me and John Party are going to be singing Beer Can't Fix for the first time on TV. So it should be nothing short of entertaining.
I can't wait for that.
All right, your wife, Lauren, she has this new book out, Live in Love. It's available now. We all three of us can't wait to read it. Is there anything in there where you're like, oh, I wish that wasn't in the book?
Yeah, I mean, most parts. But at the same time, I'm super proud of how raw and vulnerable she was, because I think that there's a lot of couples in the world that probably are thinking, man, we've got some weird issues in our marriage, and I wonder if anybody else is going through these. And I can promise you that me and Lauren have hit a lot of crazy ups and downs in our short 8 years of marriage, but man, she put so much wisdom into that book that all came straight from the heart, and really wanted to be vulnerable enough to be able to tell people, hey, you're not alone in some of these struggles. Me and Thomas Rhett have gone through countless hours of therapy and do a lot of honest truth talk in our day-to-day lives, and it has really helped our marriage in a great way. And so I think that this book is great for men and women who are married or just dating or even single people or whoever you are. I think this book has a lot of knowledge for a lot of different walks of life.
Well, and I got to give you credit, because you totally came to her defense. I saw you taking down one of the trolls who was trying to talk trash on Instagram. Do you actually read a lot of the feedback that comes through on social media?
When it comes to her, I do, because if you knew her, there's no way that you would slam her for anything. And I definitely play that protective husband card when somebody wants to say something stupid on Instagram. I'm definitely going to respond to you.
And I think it's amazing, too, because, you know, you wanted to be a performer and she didn't necessarily want to be in the spotlight. So this has been a huge transition for her. So I love the fact that in the book, she talks about how she's trying to find her own purpose. And I love it's called Live in Love, Growing Together Through Life's Changes. And she talks about everything from childhood, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a memoir. So, I mean, it takes you back into Lauren's childhood, and it takes you back into how we met, how we dated in high school, and it turned out to be a disaster, and then how we dated other people, and then got back together and got married, and then the ups and downs of my job and how that relates to a marriage and a family. And, you know, it's just, it goes really deep into a lot of stuff that you probably never knew about.
We'll wrap this up with two quick pandemic questions. It's a double-parter here. One, when are you going to get a haircut? And two, how many Nike shoes have you purchased while being stuck at home?
Dude, to tell you the truth, ever since my wife's been doing book tour, the girl that cuts our hair has literally cut my hair probably 7 times in the last 2 weeks. It's just not enough to tell that I got my hair cut. I'm actively keeping up with my grooming, if y'all are worried about that.
You look good, Thomas. You look good.
Thank you, man. But as far as shoes, man, I'm actually about to sell everything that I ever bought, to be honest with you. That was a weird phase of life, and I literally wear the same pair of boots every day now. I haven't bought a pair of Nike tennis shoes, I would say, since, like, last July.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I don't know, quarantine has made me a lot simpler of a human being. I don't really change clothes that often either, but I do my laundry.
So we're going to expect the Thomas Rhett shoe auction coming up for Music Cares next.
Yes, that's a great idea. I'm definitely going to do that.
That's amazing. And Thomas, I love that. I mean, this is just shows even further how you and your wife are amazing people. You guys come out, you're humble, and you say, oh, you know, we're not perfect. Well, you continue to be perfect in our eyes, and thank you for leading by example.
Man, I appreciate you saying that, and thank you all for your time and your devotion to this song. It really does mean the world. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.